You're listening to SBS News.
Border closures haven't stopped tourists flooding into West Australia's regions. Rather, it's the staff they're missing.
I've got about 24 positions available, from chefs to duty managers, kitchen hand, housekeepers, food and beverage staff.
Danielle Hart runs hotels and a brewery in Broome, a town known for long beaches, warm weather and camel rides. And with an influx of domestic tourists who can't travel overseas or interstate, business is booming. But she doesn't have the staff to take full advantage of it.
We've had to reduce our opening hours for all of our food and beverage venues to manage with the number of staff that we've got. All of our staff are doing extra hours, no one can take leave, and it's quite tiring and stressful for them.
It's a trend seen across Australia. Job advertisement data provided by employment agency SEEK shows demand for workers in regional areas outpaces the metro in every state and territory. Regional job ads are back to pre-COVID levels in all states except Victoria, but in metro areas, job ads are down by 34% since the start of the pandemic. Zooming in on regional WA, demand for workers in the public sector and customer services far outweigh pre-pandemic demand. SEEK's Stephen Tuffley says the sector really struggling to recover is city-based office workers.
The one biggest driver is professional services. So professional services make up a very big percentage of the jobs in the metro areas. And by professional services, you could call them the white collar, if you like, or even office-based. So if we're looking at things like lawyers, accountants, IT, marketing, HR, those sort of roles have really taken a hit in metro areas. And whereas in regional areas, while they have also taken a hit, there's a much lower percentage of those sort of jobs.
With unemployment at 8.3% in the state, the WA government has launched the Work and Wander program to get city job seekers out bush.
Find your place to work. Search Work and Wander.
But Aaron Morey from the state's Chamber of Commerce and Industry is unsure the campaign will replace the workers usually sourced from backpackers and Pacific workers, especially with current welfare payments.
Clearly there is a disincentive for some people on those significant income support payments to give up those payments and take up temporary employment in the regions.
But for Danielle Hart in Broome, there's no place she'd rather be.
Great place to work. The weather's beautiful. It's a really fun town to be in.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.